The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
You're about to discover the secrets of success in business. Welcome to Success Unchained with Anthony and Julie McGloin. In our program today, you'll learn simple, powerful ways to overcome your biggest challenges and achieve the outstanding results you've always dreamed of. That's exciting. So let's get started right now with your hosts, Anthony and Julie McGloin.
Welcome to Success Unchained. I'm Anthony McGloin, and in this week's episode, we're going to be looking at the three-month cycle of success in business. It's more than just a process, more than just a set of rules. It really is the key to your future. You know, successful companies throughout the country and around the world use this system. And in the next hour, you're going to find out exactly how it works.
We'll be covering some great stuff, so take some notes. This week is all about helping you change the way you look at your business. I'm Julie McGloin, and we've used this three-month cycle of success in our own companies and with our clients for more than a decade with great results. Today is a masterclass in how to establish your rock-solid foundations. We're doing something a little different today. We're doing a role play. But before we get started, I want to just say a big thank you to everyone for the great feedback we're getting. Keep your emails and questions coming, and phone in if you want to be live on the air. The number, if you would like to phone in, is 866-472-5790. And remember, if you miss any of the episodes, or if you want to go back and listen to them again, you can either tune in to Voice America or onto our own website, straightforwardsuccess.com. Let's get started. Anthony. Let's say I'm a company that's coming to you to improve. Where do I start?
Okay, so I'm going to ask you, what needs to improve in your business? I'm going to ask you, how well do you know your business? How well are you performing in its key areas? And do you even know what those areas are? And then I'm going to ask you, what would change in your business and in your life if you had absolute clarity of what you wanted to achieve and how you're going to do it? See, that's really the starting point. And I'm going to ask listeners as well to come up with pen and paper and, like you said, phone in, Julie, because this role play is a bit of an experiment, really, because we discussed it just a few minutes ago. What's the best way of us helping people understand the process? And this program, just like our coaching, it's about getting clarity. Resistance is caused by the lack of clarity.
Wow. Where do I find that? You just fired off several questions, and some of those are a bit scary.
So let's assume in that role play, let's assume you're the company that has done the first exercise. Now, this first exercise is what we call the business success wheel. Why don't you explain what you would have got out of this exercise if you've done it already, Julie?
Okay. The business success wheel is a series of questions that ask you to rate yourself on the level of very good to not so good on all the key components of your areas. A series of questions that will take you 15 to 20 minutes or so to complete. Once you've done that and you've answered to your own self-assessment and your own belief, you go to your success wheel, which is your results. In that wheel, you will see where you're achieving greater things in some areas than perhaps in others. Your wheel could come out like a Flintstone wheel, or it could come out looking like a star, or it could come out looking very round and very balanced, because all of the key areas that you are answering questions in are the key points on the wheel. And if I were a fictitious company sitting in front of Anthony right now talking about how I get started in this program, which I am, I would say that I've discovered that there are areas in my business that I realize need a little help, but I'm also patting myself on the back for the areas that I'm excelling in.
Great. And this wheel, it looks at the key areas. It's time, people, money, systems, marketing, sales, foundations, goal setting, planning, work-life balance, leadership, management, direction, etc. So really focusing in specifics. If you have got a poorly shaped wheel, Julie, what's your first thought as a business owner?
It's where to start concentrating my efforts on. Obviously, the ones that are in the dips, and noticing where I can stop spending most of my time, and notice where I need to start spending more time.
And time is a really key one, because you can go on a time management course for 2 days at a weekend and learn something, but most people don't have the time to do that. The best assessment of all is when you assess it for yourself, because there's no point doing these exercises unless you're going to be very true to yourself. So what I would do now with you is to look at each of those areas and say, what needs to improve? What needs to improve to help your marketing? Because the shape of the wheel is so clear. The picture shows you exactly, if you said that it was a star shape, Julie. Imagine trying to push a star where it just clatters onto the next point, and then you have to push it up and it clatters over onto the next point, but it never rolls freely. When you've got a bigger wheel, when your wheel is round, it's very easy to push your business forward just with the strength of one little finger. And that's a key thing.
Yeah, that is a key thing. I think also, because I know the wheel as well as you do, that it's important that if it's a one-man band and they do not have a team, or they don't have certain components just because of the type of business it is, you almost have to mentally take those areas out of the wheel and join it around them so that you can actually get a better picture. But another thing I really liked about it is that you go through it once and you start answering questions, and then you start thinking about things again. And you might want to actually do the wheel again. If not right now, take a look at what areas you think need improving on, and do the wheel again in maybe 2 months, 3 months, 6 months down the line, and see how you're faring where the areas that you needed improvement are.
Yeah. And as your coach, I'm going to pick up on something that you just said a moment ago. You see, you might be able to ignore some of the categories because you don't think that it applies to you. But think of team and a one-man band. Your team doesn't have to be employed by you. It can be your outsourced team. It could be your accountant. It can be your human resource person that you go to. It can be your coach. It can be your marketing consultant, whoever it is. So make certain that you realize that when you've got these tools, and in particular this business success wheel, which is on our website, by the way, completely free to download, and we'll give you that a little bit later. But it gives you the menu of all the things that do require to be in a business in order to be successful. Maybe you don't have it right now, but it gives you a list, a menu, a blueprint for success that shows you all the key areas. So it's a great starting point, and it gives that visual. So let's assume now you've done the business success wheel, Julie. You've got it, and whatever shape it is, it doesn't matter. It's neither good, bad, or indifferent, because it just is. That's where we are. We've got the clarity of knowing where we start. Okay. So that's easy, that first bit. And the reason we're going through this in detail is these foundational bits are so important. So you've got a clear snapshot of where you are now. That's exactly as your business looks like. The next stage in the three-month cycle of success is to start to build a picture of where you want to be, because every journey starts with 2 points. Think of somewhere you're driving to today. You need to know where you're coming from and where you're going to plot the right map, to find the best way.
Like having a GPS system in the car.
Yes, exactly. So you found out with the success wheel where you are now. The next bit is to find out where you're going to. We call it the forward to success. So it's moving forward. You're looking at the fears, the obstacles, your wishes, your ambitions, your dreams even. And this is a set of questions that really starts to dig deep. And they dig deep intentionally, digging deep for the emotion. So what are the experiences you, as our fictitious client, Julie, what are the emotions that you've experienced when you've started asking yourself awkward questions about yourself?
Well, first of all, that they're awkward. And second of all, that some of the questions I think I found that they're questions I don't like to ask myself normally. So when they're sitting in front of me on a piece of paper and I have to come up with an answer for them, it's not as easy to shy away from them when they're on paper. And
what sort of questions
are
you? Yeah, it's good to butt in and ask you, what sort of questions are you talking about? What are the ones that make you feel uncomfortable?
Well, things about personal life and where There are a lot of them. Personal goals in life are easy, and we cover that. How do I see myself achieving them, and what do I want from my life? What do I want to be remembered for? What do I want my legacy to be? Because I'm still young, and I don't really think about leaving and what my legacy is going to be. Some of them are easy. What do I enjoy doing most that I'm not doing now? What is my core passion in life? What really excites me? In some cases, it's a bit saddening because I realize that there are areas in my life that I've got a lot of passion for, but I just haven't concentrated them on because it seems like I've been concentrating on things that I think are important but aren't necessarily so.
So how interesting is that? Because one of the questions says, if life ended tomorrow, what would be the things that you'd most regret not having done? And that's a tough one, isn't it?
It is a tough one.
And why do we ask it? We ask it because your business must serve you, not vice versa. So first of all, let's work out what you do miss that you wish you'd already done. And then the next question says, if that's one of the most important things in your life, what on earth could have possibly stopped you from doing it? Because one of the big challenges we have, and one of the big questions that we ask is, what can be more important than the things that are most important to you?
Yes, well, there is that. And I have to say that in many of the people that I've encountered along the way in life, I'm not alone in thinking that I sometimes concentrate on the areas that are easier to concentrate on rather than the ones that are the most important.
And, you know, we've got some great books that we read all the time. Eat That Frog by Brian Tracy. I think we've mentioned it in previous shows. I think it came originally from Mark Twain. But if you've got something important or something that's not going to taste very nice, like eating a frog, do it first. Get it over with. Because then the rest of the day is going to feel like a breeze.
And if I could add something in here, too. I know that we've had clients who have done this exercise and they've come out of it realizing they're doing everything wrong. If you'll remember, Ant, we had a client that was a clothing company and one of the partners was a lawyer. Mm. They had moved to a particular part of the world in order to open up this natural clothing company. And when they went through the process, they realized they didn't like where they lived. They didn't really want to do this clothing company after all. And after a number of tears were shed and a little bit of screaming and yelling, they realized that they were just going to close up. And they did. They closed up their shop and they moved away and went back and started doing the things that they really liked.
Actually, if I remember correctly, didn't they put it online as an online business? Because the bit they didn't like was all the bits about having a store and having to manage staff. And they still liked the clothing, but didn't they put it online and create a huge success from it?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So there's a great example of how direction is all important. You know, until you know what your destination is, how can you possibly find out the best way of doing it? And, you know, as their coach has coached to so many great people, it's about asking the tricky questions. You know, what are the limiting beliefs? Who are the people around you that will limit your success? What are the limiting beliefs and the limiting thoughts that you have? Because, Julie, what's stronger to you? Somebody telling you that you can't do it or you telling yourself that you can't do something?
Ooh, tough question. I can be pretty hard on myself, but it does make a difference if somebody close to me tells me that I can't do it or that I'm no good at it or that what am I thinking about? Why would I even be considering something?
Well, here's the great question, and you're playing a great role here, by the way, because I know the answers, is that what other people think about you is none of your business. Think about that saying. What other people think of you and your business is none of your business.
But they can have a deep impact. For instance, if it's a family member, if it's a brother or a husband, a mother or father or something where you come up with a great idea for a business or you want to do something within your business that is a little extraordinary or a little untraditional. And because people are very close to you, they do make a difference.
And I say, interrupting you and them, who cares what they think? Because it's all about you. You know, the world is full of people who have had brilliant ideas, who have had their ideas and their enthusiasm quashed by the people closest to them. And so, you know, you're the only person that can see through your eyes. Therefore, you're the only person who's got the vision of what you want to achieve. We were talking last week with it was a couple of weeks ago with Bert Franklin about Walt Disney having seen Disney World, Disneyland, yet he died before it was even one brick had been built. He saw his own vision. So my encouragement is, who cares what other people think? It's what you think that's the most important. You're the one that's building your business. You're the only person who's responsible for your life. What do you say to that, Julie?
And I am, I completely agree. I completely agree. And it does take strength of character to make sure that that's the way it stays. It takes a strength of character to go forward and to know what your beliefs are and to know where your destination is and to not let anyone get in your way. That brings up somebody that I remember we worked with. It was an ecology company. An ecology company.
Yeah.
And the person who was responsible for this hadn't had a vacation in 5 years, hadn't even had a day off for 15 months. And her entire passion was painting. She wanted to open up a gallery, but she didn't think she would ever be able to do that. And now she's traveling all over the world, going to developing countries and establishing ecology programs with them. She has a gallery. She's moved her office out of her house, and she's gone straight on. And she had a lot of things to overcome, a lot of challenges that people were giving her, saying that they didn't think that she would be able to do that. But she did, and she proved them wrong. And it just she's one success story.
And you know, the funny thing is, I got an email just this morning from somebody else who was in that very first masterclass that we gave 5-6 years ago to that person you're talking about. And she's just sold her business, a virtual assistant business. And she's just sold her business and now is able to do whatever she wanted. When we first started talking to her, her clarity was not quite so clear. So, you know, these things work. They work in the modern world. They work in the business world. And it's all about knowing what you want. So, you know, as I say, who cares what other people want? Your dreams and ambitions are yours. Julie, have you ever woken up having dreamt somebody else's dream? You don't.
I don't
think
so. No.
Your dreams and your ambitions are yours and yours alone. And that's the great thing about being in business. You can choose what to do and you can choose how to do it. And these tools that we're explaining and we're going to talk about how to get more in depth and the more tangible nuts and bolts of this in the next segment after the break in a couple of minutes. But that is all about your dreams and ambitions. What do you want to be? What do you want to do? What do you want to have? How are you going to contribute? What are you going to create? Those are the things that are important in your life, and you're the only one that can do it. So it's about you and, you know, this whole exercise. Digging deep to assess what is most important to you is the bit that so many people forget to do. So busy structuring a new business, beginning a new business, that they forget to decide exactly to structure it how they want.
Phew, you said a mouthful there. And with that, I think it's time for a break.
Always talking business. Talk to an expert. Call now toll free 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Business owners, exactly how well is your business performing? What are your biggest challenges? And what are your top priorities? Find out with the powerful, acclaimed, and free Business Success Wheel. In just 15 minutes, you check the 12 vital signs of your business and get the results immediately, confirming your biggest strengths and exposing your biggest weaknesses. Visit StraightforwardSuccess.com. Transform your business with Straightforward Success. That's StraightforwardSuccess.com.
If you want to know about investing in emerging and frontier markets, or if you have experience in this field but still need to know more, tune in to Emerging and Frontier Markets Investing with Gavin Graham. Gavin explores news, current trends, and insights about both categories of investing. His guest experts, along with his own knowledge, will help you stay above the line when it comes to growth potential, whether in funds or equities. He will look at what to invest in and avoid. Tune in to Emerging and Frontier Markets Investing with Gavin Graham every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
We're always talking business.
Talk to an expert.
Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network. You're tuned in to Success Unchained with Anthony and Julie McGloin. To connect with the show today, please call 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Or send an email to Anthony at straightforwardsuccess.com. Now, back to Success Unchained.
And welcome back from the break with Julie and Anthony McGloin. Just a quick technical issue. I think I'm coming through a little loud on my microphone. So listeners, I apologize for that. I will tone down my enthusiasm just a little. Julie, we talked about the importance of looking at you and your business with a focus on you. And in our role play that we're doing here, we're going to move on and now look at some of the key factors in this 3-month cycle of success. So you've got hold of your own ambitions, your own desires. You know what you want to be, do and have, create and contribute. And now we're going to look at the key things. What do you think as a business owner are the key priorities for getting mastery of in your business?
Can you rephrase it?
Yeah. Out of all the areas that are really important to you, what do you feel are the most important in order to master? What I mean by that is to control and be in charge of, to be the master of rather than slave to.
Time, budget, the ultimate goal, where I want to be in a certain whatever time that is. And I know that we talk and we've proven that you can be anywhere you want to be in 5 years' time. So where would I want to be in 5 years' time?
Perfect.
But we can start with those.
Yeah. And it first of all, that 5 years' time, you know, how mentioned before the break, how can you possibly choose how to get your destination if you don't know what that destination is? And in this whole 3-month cycle of success, this program, this system, this way of working that all the most successful businesses in the world, particularly small and medium-sized businesses, use to great success, it's a question of doing a simple process of plan, do, review. First of all, plan. Secondly, do. And then thirdly, review. And that review is looking at the previous 3 months to say, what did I learn from the 3 months? What were the goals that I set for the 3 months? And right at the beginning of this process, we're going to be looking at what are your long-term goals? Because, Julie, would you agree that your long-term goals must be reflected in your short-term goals?
Absolutely.
Too many
people have to be doing something every day in order to achieve your long-term goals, because if not, then they're just dreams and wishes. And if there's no action being taken on a short-term level, they just continue to go further and further away, or the same distance, but you never get any closer to them.
So it's so important to know where you're going long term in order to decide what the short term activities are to move you along that route.
Definitely.
I mentioned Brian Tracy. We've listened to his CDs and read his books. He tells a great story of going across the Sahara Desert when he was young. And in those days, I think it's still the case, on the roads that go through the Sahara, imagine how the changing sands and everything can change the look. And you might not even know where you're going if you're out in the middle of the desert. But with the curvature of the earth, there are little oil barrels with big posts on them. And as you hit one oil barrel, so the next one in the distance comes into view. And so you know that you're exactly keeping on the right track if you go towards the next one. Now, consider this process of 3 month planning and this cycle in a similar way. You know that the destination is beyond the next oil barrel, but you don't need to focus on anything else other than getting to the next one. But you need to know which direction to go in to choose your destination in the first place. Am I making myself clear, Julie?
Yep, you are. Yep.
Yeah. So with the 3 month cycle, what you're going to do is know exactly where you're going to long term, but set specific objectives for the 3 months. So what we call the Merlin plan, which is to start with the end in mind, just like Merlin and King Arthur did, means that you start with the end in mind and work it backwards until you know exactly what your financial objective is for the next year, for the next 12 months. And then you break it down into four quarters, and coincidentally, four quarters are four times 3 months. So you're continually moving the target forward, maybe expanding it, the long-term target, but you're always bringing it back to work on specific activity just to achieve your objective of getting to the next oil barrel.
I think it's like taking a baby step. You take baby steps in order to finally get to the top of that hill where you can actually see the next destination that you're going to.
Yeah, absolutely. And also challenging your own concepts. I remember a web design company who, when we started working with them, used to actually staff down in July and August. And when they came to do their budget, because they had never done a budget before, and I find incredible that so many people don't have a budget. It's one of the key fundamentals. But when they came to do their budget, they told us that July and August was a quiet time, so that they never did very well in July and August. And if you remember, what we did was to challenge them.
Yes,
because
we did.
They said, do you remember what they said? Why July and August? And why do you think most people say July and August are not good months?
Because school's out, people are away on holiday, people are going on vacation.
Exactly. So we did a quick analysis of their ideal client. And guess what? Their ideal client predominantly did not have school-age children. They weren't concerned about vacations. In fact, they chose to vacation outside of the school holidays.
Yes, exactly. Just so that they would avoid the crowds.
So all these years, the self-fulfilling limiting belief that this company had had was that July and August couldn't be as good as any other month. And you know what? Within that first year, guess what happened to July and August?
Became the best months they'd ever had.
It was incredible. So we're going to challenge your limiting beliefs from old times, working with old paradigms. And in this second part of this process, you're going to test and measure to get facts, instead of just the old school guesses as to what was right and wrong. You mentioned time, Julie.
Time has always been a big issue, and there's a challenge of time. But I know we teach, and we've probably mentioned it on the show before, that you can't manage time, but you can manage the activity within that time. It's a matter of setting your priorities. It's a matter of knowing your goals, knowing the steps that it's going to take to achieve that goal, and making sure that you set your time to achieve those small steps that you end up getting to your ultimate destination. We find that the time module that we have in our program is one that some people really challenge. And the reason is because we have people set aside time to do a week's evaluation on where they spend their time in 15-minute increments. Every day they have to set down exactly what they've done every 15 minutes.
Doesn't it?
Well, it is awful for a lot of people, because they find out that maybe they're not really spending their time to the best effect, and they aren't putting the proper activities into that time. So,
Do you remember one person who, when they did this, found that they were wasting 23 hours in their working week?
I recall very well. And stacking shelves and doing a little bit of filing, doing this, doing that, doing everything that she had staff to do. But she found that she was going in early and doing it all for them, so they almost didn't have to do it themselves. And after having found the 23 hours a week, she was able to spend much more time developing the marketing, developing the sales, and ultimately improving her business.
The direction of the business, and yeah, absolutely. So, do you remember yesterday we were invited to a birthday party? Somebody was 57 years old. How many days was 57? Do you remember, Julie?
20,805, I think.
Right. So 20,805 if you're 57 years old. Every day is 86,400 seconds. You don't get any more or less per hour, per day, per year. Everybody else has the same amount of time. It's the activity that you choose to do in that time that determines your success. So again, you know, some of these things are slightly uncomfortable. If you're a people person used to going out and just having fun doing sales in the business, you are going to find that the detail is a challenge to you. And that's where I put on my hat and what our clients often call as an unreasonable friend and help you challenge yourself to become good at the things that you don't consider important. So we've talked about the vision and the direction. We've talked about budget, talked about how a current situation doesn't have to actually determine the future situation.
Mm-hmm. We talked about how company. Yep.
Exactly. We talked about time. Testing and measuring, just mentioned briefly a couple of minutes ago, make certain that you know what the true facts are. Because here are two sayings that I'm sure you agree with, Julie. Success loves speed and success loves decisions.
Yes, absolutely.
We've seen that so often. Now, the thing is that doesn't mean to make a quick decision without the facts. It means test and measure, get the facts. And when you have the facts, then make your decision.
It also means to act on that decision. Don't make a decision and then sit back and say, well, I'll maybe start on it tomorrow.
So what's the biggest excuse you could come up with, Julie, as this fictitious business owner for finding a challenge going through these foundation modules?
I'd say that the time element.
Here's a really interesting point. You know, if you are talking to somebody about something that's really important and they go quiet on you, give them that time, allow them that moment, because guess what happened when they're thinking about that? They're accessing their true feelings. So if you're in any form of coaching, if you're in any form of management and you ask a question and somebody goes quiet on you, the last thing you must do is interrupt and try and finish their question for you. For them, rather. So, but I have a feeling that it was technical rather than emotional.
I think it was, because I was going to say that it's really the time. And the time in this case is to do the thought process. The questions that we have and the process that we have is not brain science, or it's not brain surgery, it's not rocket science. It just means that you have to delve into yourself and really be true to yourself and dig deep. Once you've done that, once you realize where you're going, and we have the tools to help you get there, then it becomes much easier. But it really is that time element to just sit back. And we've had people going through this process before, and they've gone through the questions. And I can recall somebody telling me once that they stopped answering the questions where they always stop answering the questions in real life.
Hmm. And you know, the other interesting thing is, depending upon your behavioral profile, in whether you're a people person or a task person, whether you're outgoing or reserved, you will either enjoy or resist some of this detail in the early stages. We've got a great client, one of the very top people in their industry, and he's a very focused, very results-orientated person. So what we do on this three-month basis is we take the real shortcut. And the shortcut is that understanding the key elements of what the priorities are. We're going to investigate that right after this coming break, because we're going to take a quick break now, Julie, just to check that the technical thing's going well with your microphone. And when we come back, we're going to look at the key areas for change in a business.
Great. We'll look forward to that.
That's great. So let's take a break now and back in just a couple of moments.
See you soon.
The market's up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Business owners, exactly how well is your business performing? What are your biggest challenges? And what are your top priorities? Find out with the powerful, acclaimed, and free Business Success Wheel. In just 15 minutes, you check the 12 vital signs of your business and get the results immediately, confirming your biggest strengths and exposing your biggest weaknesses. Visit StraightforwardSuccess.com. Transform your business with Straightforward Success. That's StraightforwardSuccess.com. In sales, are you a lion or a vulture? Lions don't wait, they just go for it. Vultures hang around until the lions are finished and just pick up the scraps. How can you set yourself apart as a lion? Join the other aspiring sales lions and listen to Forget Patience, Let's Sell Something with host Ty Maynor. You'll learn the tips and strategies of top sales professionals. You'll gain more clients at a faster rate and at higher margins. If you're a sales professional, business owner, or executive, listen in every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific on the Voice America Business Channel. Stocks, bonds, investment opportunities, financial news, and talk. We can help. Call us now toll-free, 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network. You're tuned in to Success Unchained with Anthony and Julie McGloin. To connect with the show today, please call 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Or send an email to Anthony at StraightforwardSuccess.com. Now, back to Success Unchained.
So, Julie, you know the principle of the graceful swan on the surface and the feet paddling furiously underneath?
No, tell me.
Well, when you see a swan, you know, they look so graceful, but underneath their feet are just paddling away furiously to get them to swim and appear graceful on the surface. It just occurred to me that that's exactly what's happening today, because we are having one or two technical problems, listeners, with Julie's microphone and my microphone, which is turned up very high, and I can't get it down at all. So we will endeavor to be the graceful swan. Please be aware that those feet are paddling furiously underneath the surface. And I do hope that the audio is coming through for you well, and we will make certain that we can investigate whatever it is in time for the next show. In the meantime, Julie, let's come back to where we were before the break, which was looking at – in fact, let's recap. Recap. It says when you're going to create a plan for your business and you create this three-month cycle of success – the first time you do it, it's absolutely vital to understand what your longer-term objectives are. Then you're going to look at all aspects of you and your business to make certain that you understand what your priorities are, what your passions are, the things you do want to do, the things you don't want to do, the things you are good at, the things that you're not so good at. And then what we're going to do is to start really, if you think of it as a funnel, you're going to be moving into a funnel to say, if these are the things I want at the top of my funnel in 5 years' time, as the funnel gets narrower at the bottom, here are the things that must start happening today for this 3 months. So we've done that. We've looked emotionally at you as yourself and your business. We've looked at the key fundamentals of your business, helping you with your budget, with your time, with your people, with your money, testing and measuring, your direction, and getting a rolling cycle of planning what you are going to do, doing what you plan to do, and reviewing what you've done. So that's a great initial stage. Now, the next bit, when you've done that the first time, and then ongoing every 3 months, the key to this is these two last exercises. But before I go on into the exercise and we talk about those together, Julie, any questions at all? I think, did you say that there was an email coming through?
There is an email coming through. And it's from Larry, and he says, I do my planning once a year, and it keeps me on track. Four times a year seems unnecessary. Am I missing something?
Well, that's a really interesting point. So you're planning once a year, which Larry is already better than many people. However, think of this. Think of the four quarters. In fact, think of it as, I haven't really thought of this before, but think of it as the in your business. You've got four distinct seasons. Wherever you live, you probably have four distinct seasons. So if you think of the seasons in your business, what do you learn from winter that enables you to do something differently in spring? as you go through spring, what do you learn from spring that enables you to make hay while the sun shines in summer? I wonder if you're an agricultural business, Larry.
It's interesting. I had something I read through the other day and that said that we should take a lesson from ants, because ants have two seasons. And in the summertime, they're in the winter eating all the harvest that they've had all summer long, but they never stop all summer long. They continue to work, so that when winter comes along, they know that they're going to have enough ample supply to feed them until the next season.
Very interesting. We're slightly smarter than ants.
I don't know.
In this case, we can reason and we can evaluate. So if they do it twice a year, if we do it four times a year, it means we've got double the amount of opportunity of getting it right for the next season. And also, if you think about those four seasons, and by planning and doing and then doing the reviewing, you've got four chances of making it even better.
Yes, that's true.
So the reason we do this, Larry, rather than just once a year, when if you do it once a year and you can only therefore make changes once a year for the next year, how much better, how much more vibrant and dynamic and reactionary can your business be when you're reviewing things and learning from the previous period?
Don't you realize that I would think that if he's doing planning once a year, or Larry, if you're doing planning once a year, you're spending an awful lot of time going through the entire year. Whereas if you do this on a rolling cycle, the time that you spend to adapt, evaluate, reassess, and go forward is going to be much less than having to pull everything all together at one time.
As a business owner, doing this process first is going to take you a good few hours to get used to it. After you've done the 3-month cycle of planning, doing, and reviewing, using the tools that we have in particular, but whatever version of this you use, you'll be able to do it in a maybe a couple of hours, 2 or 3 hours. And just before the break, Julie, we were talking about our client who is very results focused, so much so that actually the planning side of it, and there's a number of really great leaders in business who are like this, they just want the shortest shortcut possible. So in this case, the key is to look at the 9 key areas of your business: time, people, money, systems, marketing, sales, goal setting, foundations, planning, and to identify what are the number one priorities in each of those areas. If you've got for example, if one of your systems is to create a sales system, or if part of the operational systems is to move and open a new warehouse, which is another one of our clients this morning is working on, then that's going to be the top priority. So every 3 months you can identify what are the top priorities in each of these 9 key areas. And also, as a business owner, work out what are the important things relating to your personal life.
Yeah, I was just going to say that, because the personal life is really the most important thing, because the business should serve you. It shouldn't be the other way around. You should be in business so that the business is going to allow you to have the life that you ultimately want to have.
And to be able to provide the life you ultimately want for your family and children and the legacy that you leave behind.
Exactly.
So, again, this is the bit that many people overlook: mixing in the personal requirements. Now, what's the point of working 20 hours a day and destroying your health? So look at health, look at time management within your personal life, look at the relationships with your partner, other important relationships, your fitness, your learning, your personal development, all these things. These actually are, when you're running a business, owning a business, these things are so intertwined, it's almost impossible to separate them. So what we do is to get you to look at the 9 key areas in business and the 9 key areas in your personal life. And then after that, let's say you end up with 18, 2 lots of 9 priorities. Julie, what's your opinion on having 18 priorities in the next 3 months?
Overwhelming at least, and really scary at most, and just too many, because I imagine, like most people, if you have that many goals, you spend your time trying to decide which one is going to be the priority for today, and you go around and around in a circle, therefore not getting anything done and not going any further to achieve any of them.
Correct. So let's assume that one of, or let's do something which happened with a client very recently. Their time priority was to become more disciplined, more ordered. Their marketing and sales priorities were to create a marketing process and a sales process written down that their salespeople followed. Their systems, can you see that marketing and sales is a system in itself? So the systems priority was the same as the marketing and sales priority. So there we are. You've got sales, marketing, systems, time. Because it involved their people, it also included people. And because it was directly relating to making more money from sales, there's six priorities that were taken care of in one key objective. And that key objective was to create a written marketing and sales process that fitted into the working week, that was followed by all of their people, and that had a specific target for making X amount more money in the course of the next 3 months.
So, sounds like the knee bone is connected to the thigh bone.
Exactly. Exactly. And I was, for a moment there, I was trying to remember the song. But I think I'll just focus on the coaching and say that what then happens is you may just have one or two or a maximum of three goals for the next month.
Well, and that's certainly much more manageable than thinking that there are 18 of them out there.
Yeah, because the 18, and I'm sure I've mentioned this before, is like having the buffet table where you've got all your all the things you want to take for your business on the buffet table, but you can't eat them all at once. So you can have anything you want from the buffet table, but you can't have everything.
Mm.
So here's the two priorities for a business owner. Number one, to gain financial mastery so that there can be no surprises. Your business is predictable. Mastery of your finances is your biggest priority. And your next biggest priority is to choose the things that you're going to do. Because this goal setting process means that you will accomplish the goals, making them smart, which means making them achievable, with the right focus on time, with the discipline to create a habit so that you do complete your goals. Means your business will keep on moving every month, every 3 months, through the goals that you set. So you better make certain that you're setting the right goals to begin with. Financial mastery is your biggest priority, very closely followed by choosing the right things to work on.
Mm.
What do you make of that as a client, Julie?
It makes things a lot easier to understand, and it would have me sitting in my chair a little bit more comfortable. Knowing that coming up with the proper goals and coming up with the fact that there are going to be nine goals, but they're going to be spread out, and I don't have to worry about month two or month three. All I have to do is worry about the three goals for the first month.
Yeah, it's just like that oil barrel. You just have to get from here to the next one.
Mm.
And then in 3 months' time, you're going to reevaluate. And you're going to find out what the priorities are based on your achievements and, of course, your failures as well, because you're going to fail in the 3 months in certain areas. But in your big goals, the ones that you're going to achieve, you're going to succeed in them. You're going to achieve them. You're going to learn from them, and it will change. And coming back to Larry's question, again, think of the flexibility. Think of what's the right word for it? The way that you can manage and mold your business into different shapes as a result of constantly re-evaluating what you've learned, constantly putting in place the things you've achieved, getting rid of the things that don't work, and making each 3 months more successful than the previous one. I dare say, Larry, as a challenge, that you can achieve much more in two lots of 3 months than you can in one batch of 12 months.
I think that could go for a lot of people.
So What do you think the biggest difficulties, again, Julia, with the concept of taking time and the concept of slowing down at the beginning to speed up at the end?
It's just that. It's slowing down at the beginning to speed up at the end, because I'm what we find is that business owners are so busy putting out fires and running from day to day and working really long hours just to make sure that the day runs as smoothly as it is, that for somebody to step back and to maybe walk away from their business and go somewhere quiet to really think about things, it's a mindset where they have to really step back and take a look. And I'm sure when people get into business, they do that at the start, but once the business starts rolling, they start rolling with it. And it's time, you have to take time periodically to make sure where you're going with the business and to put the foundations in place so that you get to where you want to go.
Mm. And if there was one area that you would choose out of time, team, money, marketing, sales, systems, foundations, goal setting and planning, and all the other areas that are really important, which is it that you're going to choose?
Goals.
So the goals are most important, and in order to achieve your goals, you must have the time.
Yes.
You must have the time set aside for it. What we call our success calendar, what you mentioned earlier in the program, Julie, doing a time log to find out what are you doing now? What can you get rid of? What can you delegate? Because the thing is, if you're not used to doing this planning, and if you're not used to mastering your finances and choosing the goals that are going to be the most important things, how can you do it if you don't set aside the time to do so?
Exactly. Yep. Exactly.
So time. And I, again, at the risk of going over old ground, because how many times does it take to establish a habit?
21 times. As NASA has proven.
Yeah. Is that NASA or NASA?
NASA.
So I'm sure it works in the Bahamas too. But the thing about this is what we call our 5-5-5-6 goals, that when your goals that you choose for each month, the three goals per month, are huge goals, are really significant goals, the compound effect that you have at the end of the period, the compound effect at the end of 5 years is unbelievable. Find, for the smaller business listening, find your goals to give you an average of $556.60, that they contribute that amount of money over the period of 5 years. If they all do that only, you've increased your business by $100,000 by the end of that five-year period. For the more ambitious, choose the goals that are going to be $5,556. The ones that are whereby creating a sales process, creating a job description for your salespeople, for your accounts people, the things that maybe don't really sound that valuable. But when you tell people what they do, remember, resistance is caused by a lack of clarity. So when you make clarity on all these areas, they are going to produce $5,556 easily. Do that on a regular basis. Just three goals every month for 5 years. And how much does that lead to?
Well,
$1
million. $1 million.
So the three-month cycle of success is so important. It's about, well, what have you got out of what our clients and you as our fictitious client, Julie, what have you got out of today and generally?
First of all, that as a business owner, it's up to me to take control of the reins and make the business do what I've started it for in the first place, which is to give me the lifestyle and to fulfill the dreams and desires that I have. And that includes legacy. That includes where I'm wanting to spend my time, wanting to contribute, and everything involved. So it's up to me, and it's up to me to take the time. It's up to me to actually plan and to make it work.
Fantastic. So it is, it's all about you. It's about the discipline, setting time to plan, and then doing the work. As we begin to close for today, I urge you as listeners to write down the top things you got from today and the top thing you're going to start doing today to make your business even more successful than it is now. Julia, final word in 10 seconds from you.
What are you going to do differently today that you didn't do yesterday as a result of the show?
Fantastic. See you all next week, everybody, for Success Unchained.
See you then.
Thanks again for joining us this week for Success Unchained. Please tune in again next Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time for another edition featuring your hosts, Anthony and Julie McGloin, on the Voice America Business Channel. See you then.